This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Frida Liu. It's Resource Centers, also Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Recognizing Malaysian women's potential for entrepreneurial success, the National Association of Women Entrepreneurs of Malaysia, NAWEM, is organizing the newest event called Sharks Tank, an event focused on women with a business plan or startup idea to catalyze their business. Chairperson for the International Affairs NAWEM, Fazila Ahmaddin, sits down with us to give us a glimpse of the upcoming Sharks Tank event and to discuss entrepreneurial women in the competitive climate of the startup culture and how close we are achieving diversity in the world of startups. So welcome, Fazila.
Thank you.
Maybe you can tell us a little bit about Sharks Tank and why did NAWEM do this?
Okay. We call it Sharks Tank because we thought it is something that will automatically give people the idea that this is about pitching your idea to a group of investors. So, one, we thought it would be a nice and attractive name. And you, if you ever have a chance to view the logo, it is also very cute.
Okay.
So, we thought those are things that will attract people to the event because I know there are a lot of events that run along the same line. But I thought it would be good to have something that, you know, pops out. And because we are targeting, in a way, we are targeting women entrepreneurs. So we hope that they will be drawn to us by having this the exciting topics that we have. So essentially what we want to do is to provide a platform for women and other entrepreneurs. Males are welcome. Students are welcome. But we do have a little bias towards women, but it is open.
Okay.
So in other words,
fair enough. It's called NAWEM, yes. The National Association of Women.
Don't worry if you're a guy and you have a brilliant proposal. We still want to know. So the idea is to provide a platform for entrepreneurs and people who want to know more about what are the alternative sources of funding that you could go for. Especially if you have a good idea, you want to scale up your business, you think your business is innovative, and you know it is maybe not so easy to get into a bank and get a loan. So we thought it is time that they know that there are people out there who are interested to provide funding as long as your idea is innovative or your business is innovative, it is scalable, it has a certain purpose, you know, some benefits, social benefits, environmental benefits and so on. So that is the idea. So we have an interesting lineup of speakers. And then what we want to do is, after a few sessions of what we call fireside chats, we will explain to them what it takes to pitch. I think this is the key. It is not just about hearing, you know, you can do this, you can go equity, you can go crowdfunding, you can go venture cap, angels, A, B, C, D, E, and then you stop there. So what we want to do is take it one step further. So we say, okay, if you are going to pitch, this is what they want to see. So essentially, we're giving them a little kit about how to pitch. We give them a bit of time to mull it over, but they have to submit the application if they're interested to pitch to us by the 30th of October. So they have about 10 days to mull it over and prepare their pitch. Then they submit their proposal to us. And on the 7th, they come back to us. And that's when the interesting part begins, which is the pitching.
It's when they get shortlisted.
Yes, shortlisted. And we're looking essentially between 10 to 15. We keep the number flexible in case they are huge. The response is huge. It'll be a shame to just take 10.
Yeah.
So we're looking at 10 to 15.
Who are the funders?
Okay. Oh, we have a very interesting list of funders with us. One of them, I think a lot of people would have heard of him by now, is Sam of Pitchin. And then we also have Cradle Seed Ventures. We have Cradle Group. We have Ingenious House, KFN, and Sime Darby. So we also have a corporate investor.
So these are grants or just pure funding?
This will be in the form of, it depends on which investor is interested in your project. So if you are eligible for crowdfunding, then they will take you in and you know, put you through their hoops. Mm. And if it is someone who is more interested in equity, then there will be a discussion thereof. So it all depends on which investor is interested in your product, project, or service.
Okay. So you got a couple of these funders. So October 20th is the one-day event.
The one-day event.
Okay. And then from there, do you know what the response is like yet, or how many people do you hope to attend the event?
We are aiming for 200, and we have more than 100 already. And the registrations are coming in because we are using Eventbrite for people to register. But we also accept people who call us, email us, or, you know, just contact any of the NAWEM committee. So we're getting quite a few interested people registering with us. And we also noticed that students are also interested. So we have got a special offer for students, and it's only for 30 students. So the first 30 will get it for 50 ringgit. Mm. Because the early bird is 80 ringgit, and that we have extended to benefit BFM listeners, of course. Mm. We've extended it to 15 October. Beyond 15, you pay 99. If you register up to the 15th, you only pay 80 ringgit.
Mm, okay. So who are some of the speakers on October 20th?
All right. So the speakers, we have to kick off, maybe I should start off from the beginning. Of course, we have our president giving her welcome remarks. Then we have our main collaborator, which is SME Corp, the CEO, Yang Bahagia Datuk Dr. Hafsah Hashim. She will also be giving us a keynote. Then we also have Dr. Sivapalan, who is the president of Malaysian Business Angels Network. We have Margie Ong of Thoughts in Gear. We have Anushila, who is also one of our members, who does digital forensics. Mm-hmm. So she'll be one of the speakers. Then we have the founder of La Juiceria, Annabelle. And we have the founder of Baby Dash, Taishan. And the other session, we have Efon Koo of Kaki Tangan, who is, I think, gaining a lot of fame, I think, these last few weeks about his...
1 million.
Yeah, 1 million in 24 hours. So I think this will be an interesting sharing that he will do with us during the fireside chat. And we also have the co-founder of Baby Dash, which is Taishan Lee. Then we break for the afternoon session. In the beginning, it is more about companies who have made it from startup, who've gone through the hoops, people who have been able to attract funding, which is different from the conventional funding. The afternoon session, we talk about taking it up to the next level. So this is where we have people from the corporate investors who normally want to look at companies for growth. Mm. So we have people from Sime Darby to Nas Capital Partners and so on.
And this event will be held at NAWEM headquarters?
No. We because SME Corp is our main collaborator, they have kindly given us the venue and supported us with a lot of you know, freebies for the participants. So it will be held at SME Corp and at Central.
Okay. I think a lot of people still don't know much about NAWEM, right? How do people get more information about NAWEM?
Okay. First of all, let me just say, in case for there are listeners out there who don't know what NAWEM is and wondering, what is this NAWEM? Well, NAWEM essentially stands for the National Women Entrepreneurs Network of Malaysia. So we have been established for 23 years, and we are a multicultural business association. And the key word here is business. NAWEM really focuses on business. We do have social activities, but our mainstay is business. Essentially, we try to promote businesses of our members. Because we have been around a long time, a lot of the government agencies are familiar with us. So we get a lot of opportunities to participate in events held by them. We have a very strong relationship with Martrade. So a lot of export programs and so on, we're able to connect our members. For instance, if you want to export to China, you want to go to Turkey, Morocco, you name it. Whenever there is a program where they explain to you in detail how to get into those markets, we have the access. Mm. So those are, I think, one of the key advantages, the ability to link people to outside. Because if you're a business owner, you're very busy in your day-to-day, you are not going to look for these events. You don't even know what these agencies are doing. Mm. But we are the kind of intermediary.
Conduit.
Yes. So we link them. We say, okay, Matrade is having this group of investors from Morocco. Do you have anything that you want to discuss with people from Morocco? So we do that.
All right.
So essentially, it is really to get the networking with the business community. But we also have a social side. We have run some programs with UNHCR, which is the for the refugees under UN. And we have actually used our business acumen to help to mentor these refugees so that they can survive doing a small business among their community and also externally if they're able to. What we do is we put them through a few many weeks of training. So the volunteers are from NAWEM. And we mentor them into how to start a business, how to sustain your business. Sometimes it's just basic, you know, how do you keep your accounts? How do you promote your business? How do you have, I mean, you need to have a business card, those kind of things.
Yeah.
It may be apparent to you if you had the advantage of being in a, you know, in a normal situation. But for them, they're thrown out of the woods into a strange country. They don't know how to function.
Yeah.
So what we do is we try to bring some normalcy to them and enable them to help themselves. So I had a personal involvement with the first group, which was with the Middle Eastern refugees. And, you know, some of them end up having restaurants, having a clothing line. And they use the advantage of social media, also partnerships with local partners and so on. So they're able to grow a business. The other thing that NAWEM also helps in the initial stage is we seek out markets. You know, the markets that you have in Publica, Bangsa and so on. We give them exposure to buying and selling with a Malaysian crowd. And we also have to train them a little bit to understand our requirements in terms of cleanliness, how you do the packaging, what appeals to the local customer. So I think this is a very interesting social program that we have done. And we also did one recently where we took women who have an interest in baking and we collaborate with Berjaya, the Berjaya
Culinary
group,
School.
The Culinary School. And they go on a baking course. And this was funded by HRDF. So we helped to run the training together with Berjaya. And we are very happy to see that there are these women now offering their cakes, their pies, and all their bakery goods. And NAWEM is one of their customers as well.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about what do you think people are looking for the Shark Tank in terms of criteria. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Fazila Ahmad Din from NAWEM. You're listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Best for money, BFM 89.9.
This is Resource Centre. Good afternoon. Frida Liu here. And if you've just joined us, I'm speaking to Fazila Ahmad Din, Chairperson for International Affairs, NAWEM. It's her vantage where you speak to women of influence and leadership, and they're talking about the upcoming Sharks Tank event. And that's Sharks with S-H-A-R-X.
With an X.
With an X, right? And NAWEM is the National Association of Women Entrepreneurs in Malaysia. So the event is happening October 20th. And then the pitching is happening
on 7th of November.
So when you talk about pitching, right, you know, what do you think people are looking for? And are people afraid of that idea? I got a pitch and, you know.
Well, actually, we are keeping it open because as far as I think NAWEM and the committee that's doing this event, we do not want to have too many hoops. We keep it as open as possible. But I think based on our conversations with the investors, what they're looking for is an interesting proposal. At least you have run it about 6 months. We want to see if it is a working model. Of course, even that is not fixed. You know, it can be so brilliant that they'll fall for it straight away. So again, everything is up to the investors. It depends on their appetite, right? But on our part, we would like to see that these companies have registered with SSM, so they are a formal entity, if possible 6 months, if possible founded by a woman, or there are women involved, co-founder, founder, women involved. But we're not limiting it, because again, the investors are the ones who are looking for these gems. And of course, the business that you want to propose for the funding, we would like to see something that is innovative, globally scalable, and sustainable. Right? We do not want a flash in the pan. We also want something that creates a positive economic, social, and or environmental impact. I think this is important. So it is. Those are all that we have put in place. Essentially, we want to give as many people as possible the opportunity to pitch and try not to judge too early, so that they are given the chance, the opportunity. The pitching kit that we give, I think, will help them a lot. So we will try to play the role of a facilitator to link them to the investors. And we'll try our best to make them successful. So it is not like we want to cut people off. We want to see, you know, if you need that chance, let us try to give you that chance. We are not in a position to say your idea is no good. We are not. So we actually just look for this, and then we will sit down with the investors and do some prior, you know, looking through and checking through, and then they go for the pitch.
And this pitch will take how long?
We plan to give them about 5 to 10 minutes to pitch.
5 to 10 minutes, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so when you look at the landscape of, you know, being a member of NAWEM as well, what's the landscape and what's the hindrance in getting women to participate in the entrepreneurial scene?
Okay, I think in general it depends on which age cohort you come from. If you are in your 40s and younger, there is no issue. Because with social media, with internet, nothing can stop you. It's just you, your willpower. But I think for the maybe the older generation, those who maybe are not so IT savvy, there will be maybe some issues. And socially, of course, if you are fortunate and you don't have, you know, a husband or, you know, people holding you back, it's not a problem. In terms of
the husband's holding you back.
I should hope Malaysian husbands are not like that.
Okay, all right.
But I think coming from my experience working in SME Corp, I don't really see that much a barrier for women in Malaysia. The playing field is quite good out there.
It's just the courage from the women's side.
It's just whether you want to do it and whether you have the confidence. Of course, if you're socially disadvantaged, that's another issue. That's why we have, I think, in Malaysia, we're very fortunate. We have a lot of women NGOs, you know, helping women, you know, to actually try to be able to fend for themselves and to actually be able to support themselves.
And if you look at the numbers in just NAWEM as well, right, like how many members are there, you know, what are the plans to increase the numbers of people to join NAWEM?
Currently, we have more than 500. And I think of late, we've been attracting quite a lot of interest, I think, because we're quite active. I think with these programs that we've been running, people hear about it. And sometimes people are also attracted to the social message that we are giving out. Events like this, the Shark Tank, for instance, I think this will do wonders for our membership. So I feel that when people know that, yes, these are serious people, they're not just only providing business opportunities, but they're giving opportunities to others. I think this is a very good, I think it is good branding for us to be able to do this kind of thing. Not only do we look for opportunities for our business women, but we also open it. So to join the Shark Tank, you don't have to be a member. But we hope that when you come in and you see all the dynamic and exciting ladies involved, you will want to join us. So it's kind of a soft push.
Okay. Yeah. You know, there have been a lot of events focused on women getting to startups. How does, I guess, NAWEM Shark Tank stand out? Or is it just we need more of these?
I think we need more of this. I think we need more of this. We hope that this will spur more.
Yeah.
And I'm aware there are a lot of events around also giving opportunities to pitch. But we have put a slight spin to it in the sense that, okay, we talk about the women doing it now, but we don't shut off the men.
Yeah.
Okay. So it is a... we hope there will be more interest to do this.
And I think the interesting thing is that there will be funding. And I think that's one of the things that people always talk about, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of growth, it's about funding. Yes. So if you've got a great idea, at least now you know, I'm going to get some, I might be able to get some money out of this.
And you know where to go. And I think you know the existence of the types of funding.
Mm.
Most people think bank loan are long. We don't want that.
Yeah.
We want them to think VCs.
Mm.
We want them to look out for pitching events.
Mm.
Maybe they don't pitch this time. Maybe they need more time to get ready. Maybe they're only 2 months in business. But at least they know what to look for.
Yes.
They can look for crowdfunding.
Yeah.
They can, at least they know what are the words they're going to search for to get the funding.
Hmm.
I think that is important.
Yeah.
You give them or you equip them with the knowledge and choice.
Mm.
I think it's very important. The fact that we tell you, what happens if you are picked by a private equity? What is the range that they will want a share of?
How many percent
idea.
Are you willing
how
to give?
How many percent are you willing to give? At least you go in informed.
Yeah.
Don't go in and suddenly look like a fish.
Right, out of
I'm
water.
I'm using fish because we're talking about sharks. Okay?
Fish out of water.
Yes.
Thanks, and I hope you know a lot of women will participate in this. And after all, you know, there is an opportunity to get funding, and not just it's a good exercise. Plus, there's also money as well. Right. So, who are the sponsors there?
Okay, we've been very fortunate. One, we have SME Corp as our main collaborator, and they've kindly provided a lot of benefits to us. To be able to use the venue. We have a lot of freebies to give to the participants, courtesy of SME Corp. We also have silver sponsors, which are Paramount Property, Eliza Home, which is, she's also our member. We're so happy that she's sponsoring this event. It's great. And we have the Tandoor.
Mm.
The other thing that we're very happy that we also have support from Uber.
Mm.
So if you're coming to the event and you do not want to spend a bomb on parking, we suggest you take the Uber.
Right.
And you can say NAWEM 2016 as the promo code, and then you will get RM15 off your ride.
Okay.
So no reason to drive, no reason to get stuck in the jam. No reason to pay for parking. Take Uber.
All right. Happening on October 20th. I've been speaking to Fazila Ahmadin from NAWEM. This has been Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.